Cooper Graham, number 2, Brody James, number 3, Jackson Hill, and number 32, Jax Magnus. Now, 4 years losers, it's the starters that we've seen tournament-wide. Ethan Miller, number 0, Caleb Cobb, number 2, Jared Kraft, number 5, Josiah Long, number 11, and Jacob Moore, number 13. West Plains fell last night, 56-48 to Smith Cotton. Harrison fell to Glendale. Harrison comes in 0-4 on the season, and West Plains 0-3. So somebody's going to come out of here with their first win of the season, and hope it is your way. So glad to have you along here for Zizzer Basketball. We'll take a 30-second break, and we'll come back with the tip-off. It's Zizzer Basketball on Country. Katie Wine.
Service. Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court and Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back to Willard High School gym. West Plains controls the tip. Josiah Long with a three-point shot. No good. And Harrison comes down the other way. Brenn's had a ball. He gets it over on the wing. They swing it around to Hill. Hill with a free throw line jumper. It goes down, and there is a foul underneath. So we'll see if they count the bucket. They do. So Jackson Hill starts the scoring on the day. And it is 2-0, Harrison, as we're just getting underway in this one. Kraft going to inbound the ball. Harrison going to put on some full court pressure. Cobb gets it cross court to Miller. Miller to Kraft. Kraft drives down, spins, puts it up, and it's in. Jared Kraft with his first two, and it is now 2-2. 7:15 remaining here in the first quarter. Hill's got it. He gets it over to James, to the free throw line, to Magnus. Lorenz, he's got it. He dishes it inside. Shot is up. No good. Rebound comes down to the Zizzers. Cobb's got it across the timeline. He gets it out to Kraft. Kraft swings it around to Miller. Miller back out top to Cobb. Swings it around to Long. Long drives in, dishes it back out to Moore. Miller has it. Free throw line, it's shot up and no good inside. The rebound is fought for and saved by Harrison. Moore comes in to try to strip Magnus, and he's going to be called for a foul. Okay, I'm sorry. They called that on Josiah, not Jacob Moore. So that is Josiah's first, the team's first. 6.5 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Harrison's got the ball. Got it up top. Here's Lorenz. Free throw line jumper. It's good. He's a good one. I've seen him quite a bit here during this tournament. Harrison has played right before West Plains every time. Josiah is with a three from the wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Harrison with a 4-2 lead. They get the ball all the way down. Nice job of running the court. Cooper Graham puts it up and in, and it is 6-2. Harrison, we've got a 30-second timeout on the floor, so we'll be back in 30 seconds. Zizzer Basketball on High Country, KDY.
Feller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the Southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Feller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And And welcome back. James Hurt here with you. Zizzer Basketball on this Saturday morning. Brian Jacobs back in the studio, keeping us on the air. 6-2 Harrison, 6-1 remaining here in the first quarter. And we're about to inbound the ball here in just a moment. Ethan Miller's got to tuck the remainder of his jersey in, so he's having a hard time finding which part was untucked, but I think they've got it under control now. All right, 6-0-1 remaining in the first quarter. Jared Kraft inbounds it to Josiah Long. Josiah, right-handed dribble, brings it across, gets it over to Miller. Miller dribbles around the top of the key, thinks about the shot, gets it over to Cobb. Josiah thought about the three, pulls it back down. Ethan Miller's got it over to Cobb. They're trying to work it down low to Kraft, but he's being double-teamed. Josiah's got it, and he's going to be fouled, I believe. There is a foul on the floor. Let's see who that one is on. Chance Lorenz with his first foul. That's the second team foul for Harrison. Cobb inbounds it to Kraft. Kraft being guarded by Graham. Cobb for three. Oh, off the rim, no good. Rebound, top four comes down to Harrison. Lorenz has got it on the wing. He's being double-teamed, trying to find some place to go to. He gets it, and the shot is up and good by Brody James. 8-2 now, Harrison. Four different goblins have scored. Here's a ball tipped. Josiah comes down with it. Shot is up. No good. Rebound down to Magnus. Jackson Hill brings it down. He gets it over to Lorenz for three. And off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound. Put back. It's in. And quickly, 10-2. Harrison, Jacob Moore's got it. Ethan Miller over to Long. Long bounces it across to Moore. Kraft's got it, being guarded closely by Lorenz. Crossover dribble gets it to Cobb. Cobb with the shot, and it hits nothing but backboard. And here is the Goblin. Lay-in is good. That is Jax Magnus. Now all five Goblins have scored. 12-2. We got a foul on the floor. That is going to be Brody James with a block as he was guarding Josiah Long coming down the court. Luke Skeeters is going to check in. Ethan Miller checks out for the Zizzers. 4:19 left to go here in the first quarter on this early Saturday morning basketball. This is the seventh place game. Kraft's got it. He gets it to Skeeters. Skeeters to the free throw line. Before Moore loses it, Lorenz has it. And layup is blocked out of bounds. Nice block, Josiah Long. Harrison had numbers. They had a 2-1-1 break. And Josiah did a good job of blocking him, but they're going to say he fouled him. So Lorenz is going to go to the line there. That's Josiah's second. First free throw is up, and it's good. And it is now 13-2. Moore and Long checks out. Kinslow and Patillo checks in for the Zizzers. Second free throw is up, and it rims in. The Lorenz has four now, and it is a 14-2 lead. Cobb gets it down to Patillo. Patillo spins in the lane. Tough move up, but he misses. Rebound down to Harrison. Lorenz gets it over on the wing. Magnus thinks about the three. Now he's looking for somewhere to go to. Gets it back.
Anything else, call TNT Glass. Gets you back to like it never happened. Give David or Stanley a call. 417-255-2030. Or visit them at 803 East Main Street in West Plains.
Harrison, who's checked into the game. And we're going to have an offensive foul. Caleb Cobb, his first foul. That is the third team foul. Both teams with three team fouls so far here in the first quarter. 3:28 left in the first quarter. 14-2. Harrison with the lead. Lorenz has got the ball at the top of the key. Here's a three-pointer put up and good. That's number 10, Rosewood. Tom's got it. Gets it out to Kraft. Dribbles down the lane. Here's a shot put up. Rims out. Rebound fought for. Come down to Harrison. And here comes the Goblins once again, looking to extend that lead. Rosewich with it. He just hit the three. They get it down low. There's a walk. Yep. He took some steps there in the lane, coming across. And so back to West Plains. Got a couple substitutions coming in. Number zero, Cooper Graham checks in, and Jackson Hill checks back in. West Plains has got it in the backcourt. They get it across the timeline. Kraft has it. He backs out, left-handed dribble. Gets it down to Patillo. Patillo gets it to Skeeter in the lane. Back to Patillo. Here's the shot. It's up. It's no good. And once again, the rebound comes down to the Goblins. They have really controlled the board so far early in this one. Here's Graham with the shot. No good. Rebound. Kraft. 2:10 remaining in this first quarter. West Plains down by 15. It's 17-2. Skeeters with a three-pointer. It's good. Luke Skeeters makes it a 17-5 game. Here's the Goblins, got it down low. They work it around. Here's a three-pointer by Rosewich. It's good again. I'm sorry, Gavin Green, that is. Kraft's got the ball. He puts it up. Tough shot. No good. Patillo comes down with the rebound. He's going to get tied up by Graham. Alternating possessions and gets back to Harrison. 20-5. Goblins with the lead. 1:34 left to go here in this first quarter. Rhett Huddleston checks in. Hudson Patillo checks out. Harrison gets it down to Graham. Here's a running one-hander, and we're going to have a foul. That was Rosewich coming through, and he's going to go to the line 4-2. They're going to call that one on Kraft. Fourth team foul for West Plains. 1:20 left to go here in the first quarter. First shot, runs in. So Rosewich with three now. Kraft checks out. Seth Mills checks in. Second free throw is also good. 22-5. Harrison has got the lead. Huddleston's got the ball. He gets it to Mills. It's on the floor. Good job. Good hustle. Tom comes up with it. Down the baseline, looking for somewhere to go. Here's Huddleston for three. Bang! Rhett Huddleston with a three-pointer. It is 22-8. Three-pointer on the other side. It's off the rim. No good. Here is a steal by Cobb. All the way down. Layup is up and good. Caleb Cobb gets on the board. And it's 22-10 as we're down to 40 seconds left to go here in this fast-paced first quarter. Harrison with the ball. Kick it out. Had a good look at three. Passed it up. Down into the corner. It's up for three now. And there's going to be a foul on the three-point shot. That was Jackson Hill to put it up from the corner. And he's going to go to the line to shoot three. 22-10, Harrison. 29.5 seconds left to go here in the first quarter. That foul was called on Luke Skeeters, his first. Team's fifth. First one is up, and it is good. .23-10 now. Second one is up, and it is also good. He's got four now in the morning. And the final shot is up and good again. Harrison 7-for-7 from the line here early on. Huddleston gets it over to Cobb. Cobb with the dribble, looking somewhere to go to. He gets it to Huddleston. Huddleston swings it around. Mills has got it at the top. Kinslow to Huddleston for three. No good. Rebound. Rolling around. Peters comes up with it. Puts it back up. No good. Kinslow gets it. He's going to get fouled and get to the line. Point two left here in the first quarter. That is the second on Cooper Graham. 0.2 seconds left here in the first one. First free throw off the back of the iron. No good. Kinslow with his second. And this one rims in. And that's going to do it for the first quarter. 25-11. The Harrison Goblins lead the West Plains Zizzers here in the Willard Tournament. We're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Shrimp Runner Seafood is now open in West Plains across from the Civic Center at 109 St. Louis Street. Call ahead or stop in and pick up fresh Gulf crawfish, fish, and shrimp that's shipped every week. Hey, make things awesome. You can check out Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn, serving up boiled shrimp, crawfish, and crab legs. Wow, it's spectacular. And it's right here in West Plains. Shrimp Runner Seafood and Shrimp Runner's Boil Barn. Check it out.
5D Screen Printing is the place to go for all your Zizzer apparel. 5D Screen Printing has a full lineup of ready-to-go items, and they also accept custom orders. As the temperature drops, check out 5D Screen Printing for long-sleeve sweatshirts, hats, and scarves to wear on those chilly nights while sitting in the stands. Visit 5D Screen Printing on South 63 in West Plains and watch their Facebook page for new items.
Scissors play here on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back to the Willard High School gym. It's West Plains Zizzer basketball here on Hot Country KDY. I'm James Herb. Ryan Jacobs back at the studio. West Plains, after one quarter, trails 25-11. They've got the ball first. Huddleston gets it around to Cobb for three. Off the rim, no good. Lorenz with the rebound, but he's going to be fouled on the way down. So I believe that one is going to go on Gavin Kinslow. Nope, they got that on Luke Skeeters. That's Skeeters' second one. First foul of the quarter, which they reset every quarter now in high school basketball. Do have the shot clock in play this morning. 35-second shot clock, but nobody's even come close to that. Here's Lorenz for three. He's got seven now, and it's 28-11. Cobb brings the ball top of the timeline. Steph Mills has it. Kinslow just about loses it. He regains it. Down the lane, spinning move, running one-hander. It's up and good. Gavin Kinslow has got three now. 28-13. 7 minutes left to go in the first half. Here's a three-pointer put up by Harrison. It is good. Mason Rosewich, he's got 7 points now. Good balance scoring by the Goblins, 31-13. Here's a three-pointer by Mills. It misses everything, and then off the hands of Rhett Huddleston out of bounds. So that'll be a turnover on the Zizzers. Goblins will take it out once again with an 18-point lead. 6:47 left here in the first half. Lorenz has it on the wing. Gets it to Rosewich for another three. And another one that is good. He has fought fire. He's got 10, 34-13. 21-point Goblin lead with 6:20 left to go here in the first half. Mills has got it. He gets it to Skeeter. Skeeters wraps it around to Cobb. Cobb is the only starter on the floor right now, and he puts one in. It's Cobb's got four now, and it's 34-15. Lorenz has it. Nice spin move. Gets it down low to Magnus. Magnus being guarded by Huddleston and going to be fouled by Huddleston. Shot will not fall, but he's going to go one to shoot two. And after this free throw, we're going to have the starters back on the floor, I do believe. The other four starters that weren't in are set to check back in. Jack Magnus misses the first free throw. And that's the first miss from the line for Harrison so far. 34-15, 6 minutes, well, 5:59 remaining to go here in the seventh place game in the first half. Second free throw is good. Jack Magnus has three. Cobb dribbles down. He gets it to Miller. Josiah Long's got it down low. He tries to get it in. It will not go. Back down low to Jacob Moore. He spins through. Will not go. Follows his own shot. Won't go, but he gets fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Good hustle there, Jacob Moore. Couple offensive rebounds. And will go to the line. 4-2 shots. Jacob hasn't scored yet in this morning's game. I almost said tonight, but it's way too early for that. First shot is up, and it's good. One dribble, puts up the second free throw. It rims around and goes down. But Jacob's got two now. It's 36-17, 19-point Goblin lead. 5:35 left in this one. Lorenz is open on the wing. It's good. He's in double figures with 10. He has got a really smooth left-handed stroke. Here's a three-pointer put up by West Plains. Short off the front of the rim. Kraft's got it. He gets it over in the corner to Cobb for three. It's good. Caleb Cobb has got seven now, five in the quarter, and it's a 19-point Harrison lead, 39-20, 5:10 left. Roswich takes it out to three, but then he travels. Not sure if he turned an ankle or what, but he kind of went down on the walk and hobbling off just a little bit. So number 13, Gavin Green, is going to check in for him, and West Plains will take it out in front of their own bench. Approaching the five-minute mark left to go here in the first half. Long's got it on the wing and get it down to Kraft. He puts the shot up. It's good. Nice shot there on the contested shot. Jared's got four now, and it's a 17-point Goblin lead. Lorenz, guarded by Cobb. He gets it down in the corner to James. They wrap around, and that ball's going to be lost by Green, but they're saying it's slapped out by West Plains. 39-22, 4:41 left here in the first half. Lorenz going to treasure it in. And he does get it down to James. Nice pass to Gavin Green. Green has got five now, and it's 41-22. Here's a three-pointer by Ethan Miller. Went all the way down and just would not go. Finish going down. Rims out, ball out of bounds to Harrison. To West Plains, off of Harrison. Correction there. 4:27 left to go here in the first half. Brody James checks out. Mason Roswich checks back in for Harrison. Kraft got it down on the low block. Feeds it to Moore. Off the backboard, no good. Ball is fought for. Jacob Moore comes out of it. Cobb thought about the three. He gets it to Kraft. Kraft down the baseline. Will not go. Offensive rebound to Miller. Cobb for three. It's off. Ethan Miller with a great hustle play to get over and throw it off the leg of Roswich. So West Plains retains the ball. Good hustle there by the Zizzers. Tracking down those offensive rebounds. The shots just aren't falling so far for them. Here's a big block by Magnus. Roswich has got it down, and layup is no good. Magnus tips it back out. Kraft's got it. He's all the way down. It's good. And we've got And something on the floor in the backcourt there. The refs are talking about it, so I'm not sure if the bucket's going to be good, if they're, what's going to be going on here. 44-21, Harrison with a 19-point lead, 3:46 left to go here in the first half. Got a pause here, just trying to figure out what they're going to call. But so far, the shots are just not falling for West Plains. They've been getting some decent looks. Harrison's been playing really good defense. They're going to call an intentional foul on number 10, Mason Rosewich. That's his second foul. All right, Coach Seven there with the ref. They've determined that it was an intentional foul, and West Plains is going to take it in front of their own bench. Now we're going to have another discussion. Right. 44-21, Harrison with the lead, 3:46. Apologize for the pause here, but they're trying to figure out what to do here after the intentional foul. All right, so with it being an intentional foul, Jacob Moore is going to go to the line. And I believe he'll get two shots here, and then West Plains will get the ball back. First shot is up, and it's good. Moore's got three now, all from the free throw line. That makes it an 18-point game. And his second one is also good. Moore's now got four, and it's 41-24. And West Plains will take the ball out. Down 17 right now, you just want to chip away. Try to get it down to single digits and see if you can get some shots to start falling. All right, they're moving the inbound spot. And West Plains will be taking it out under their own bucket now instead of down in front of their own bench. All right, I think we're ready to get back after it now. Cobb looking for somewhere to go. He gets it into Moore. Moore with the shot. It's no good. Rebound fought for. Magnus comes down with it. They're going to call a foul. I believe they're going to have that on Moore. Yes, they do. That's Jacob's first. Lorenz has got it across the timeline for Harrison as we approach 3.5 left to go here in the first half. He gets it to Hill. Hill comes back around to the top, gets it to Green. Green gets it stripped by Miller. Miller for the lay-in. It's good. That's Ethan's first 2 points, and we're down to a 15-point lead. Just got to keep chipping away here, boys, and get back into this one. Lorenz has got it guarded by Cobb. Gets it over to Hill for three. No good. And Long gets it down to Kraft. Kraft all the way in for the lay-in, and it's good. That's six for Kraft now. And it's down to a 13-point lead for Harrison, 41-28, 2:45. Here's a three-pointer put up, and it is good. Gavin Green, that's his second three-pointer of the day, 44-28. Cobb gets it in the corner to Moore. Out to Long. Drives into the lane. Gets it back to Moore. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two more. Good ball movement there. Get it down low to Moore on the baseline. And he went up and got fouled as he was going up. Shot wouldn't fall, but he gets two shots here. 44-28. 2:29 left here in the first half. And he misses the first shot. He's 4 for 5 this first half here. From the line, second one is up, and it is good. So Jacob's got 5 points, all from the line. LeBrenz brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Green. Green looking for somewhere to go. Gets it back out to Lorenz. Guarded by Long. Lorenz to the free throw line. And he gets it back out to Green. Green throws it away. Good defense by the Zizzers there. They're going to get the ball back down 15. 2:07 left here in the first half. Here's a three-pointer put up by Moore. No good. Josiah Long with the offensive board. He puts up the left-handed shot. No good. Jacob Moore with it. Back out to Kraft. Moore with another offensive rebound. Cobb for three. It's short. Josiah Long gets it. Puts it up. No good. Jacob Moore with the offensive board. And now Kraft with three. And no good. And Harrison comes down with it. They had about 5 looks. Had a shot there, and nothing would fall for them. And Harrison's got it back in their own side. Jackson Hill being guarded by Kraft, and he throws it off of Kraft, out of bounds. So Harrison will take back over, up 15, 1:19 left here in the second quarter. Goblins has hit 5 3-pointers here in the second quarter, 6 for the game. Lorenz has it, being guarded by Cobb. He gets it swung over for another 3 attempts. No good. Kraft comes down with it. Ball down to Josiah Long all the way up, and he's going to get fouled. Ball would not go, but he's going to get a line for 2. That is on Jace James, his first. And that is Harrison's 5th foul. So West Plains will be shooting 2 from here on out. The first one is up from Josiah. It is no good. Rimmed out. So it remains 44-29, 104 left here in the first half. His second one, it also rims out. Harrison gets the ball down to Hill. They swing it around. Lorenz has got it now. Magnus sets the screen. Here's a left-handed shot from Lorenz. It's good again. He's got 8 and a quarter, 12 in the game. Josiah's got it on the other end. Nice spin move, but he's cut off. Kraft's got it. Out some more at the top of the key. Down to 35 seconds. Kraft with a shot, but we're going to have a clear out foul, I believe. Yep, they get Jacob Moore. Moving screen, that's his second. That's the team's 4th. 17-point Harrison lead, 34.6 left here to go in the first half. Lorenz brings it across the timeline. Shot clock is turned off. Jace James with it. He gets it to Jackson Hill. Hill out to Lorenz. Left-handed dribble down in the corner to Jace James. Back to Lorenz. All the way down in. Kicks it into the corner. 3-pointer. No good. 3 seconds. 2-1. Got to get one up. And it is up. No good. With Gavin Kinslow. Had a nice look at it there. But it would not fall. So after the first half, 46-29, the Harrison Goblins lead the West Plains Scissors here in the 7th place game of the Willard Tournament. We're back in 3 minutes to take a look at first half stats. This is Scissor Basketball on Hot Country, KDY.
When hail rains on your car or a rock flies through your window, TNT Glass in West Plains is there for it all. Whether you need glass, auto service, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the door. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered and are ready to get your vehicle ready for the upcoming winter months.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Beller Construction is a family-owned and operated company serving the southern Missouri area. They provide various construction services from the smallest remodel to custom-built homes, all at a competitive price. Beller Construction of West Plains would be honored to be your builders for all your building needs. Contact Feller Construction at 417-257-7275 to schedule your project today.
Simpson Estate and Elder Law provides estate planning, including trusts, wills, family law, as well as Medicaid asset protection planning. More than half of Americans do not plan for what happens to their belongings after death, and they'll help explain why proper planning is a selfless act for the ones you leave behind. Attorneys Martin Simpson and Benjamin Simpson are here to protect you. Ben is bilingual and will serve the Hispanic community in all areas of law, where they are from the Ozarks for the Ozarks. Call 256-1968. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising.
Salon Bliss in West Plains is proud to be your local Spanish-speaking salon. The team at Salon Bliss even includes a barber. Whether you're needing a fresh set of nails, a perm, a color service, or just a trim, Salon Bliss can take care of you. Call 417-372-3170 to make an appointment or stop by the salon on Missouri Avenue. Walk-ins are welcome Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturday.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Welcome back to the Willard High School gym, the seventh place game here in the Willard tournament. And Harrison has a 46-29 lead over the West Plains Scissors. Looking at scoring for the Scissors, they're led by Caleb Cobb with 7, Jared Kraft has 6, Jacob Moore with 5. 3 each for Gavin Kinslow, Luke Skeeters, and Rhett Huddleston, and 2 for Ethan Miller. Looking at Harrison, they're led by Chance Lorenz. He's got 12, and Mason Rosewich with 10, Gavin Green with 8. Those two were off the bench, though 18 points off the bench. It was 25-11 Harrison after the first quarter. And then 46-29, so West Plains was outscored by 14 in the first quarter, outscored by 3 in the second quarter. So hopefully the shots can start falling. They've had a lot of good looks, and there in the second quarter did a much better job getting on the boards. First quarter, Harrison controlled the boards in a big way. But there was one trip down the floor where West Plains ended up getting about 5 offensive opportunities there. They got several offensive rebounds, but just could not find the bottom of the bucket. They're in the locker room now, going to make some adjustments and come out, see if they can chip into this 17-point halftime lead. So they can get it down to single digits and then see what happens. So it will be interesting to see the second half if they can mount a comeback. So 46-29, Harrison Goblins lead the West Plains Scissors in the seventh place game here of the Willard Basketball Tournament. Got a couple of the girl teams that are up next, warming up right now. And we're right at 5 minutes until the start of the second half here. So we'll take a 4-minute break. And we'll come back with third quarter action. It's West Plains Scissors basketball on today's Hot New Country 102.5 KDY.
Are you looking for a good place to eat? When you hear Bienvenidos, amigos, you say El Charros. Take the whole family or the whole team for dinner and get ready to experience the area's best authentic Mexican food at El Charro Mexican Restaurant. Fast service and great food are what you'll find at El Charro Mexican Restaurant in West Plains, home of the Scissors.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hi, this is Jordan at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains. Now through November 15th, save $80 a ton on ADM beef tubs or save $50 per ton on all other tubs by booking 3-ton or more. All stock tubs qualify. Make sure your herd has all the nutrients they need to get them through the winter and provide the extra energy and protein cattle need to optimize performance. Hurry in for the 2025 tub booking today.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
When hail rains on your car or a rock flies through your window, TNT Glass in West Plains is there for it all. Whether you need glass for commercial, residential, auto, or anything else, call TNT Glass. Get you back to like it never happened. Give David or Stanley a call, 417-255-2030, or visit them at 803 East Main Street in West Plains.
5D Screen Printing is the place to go for all your Zizzer apparel. 5D Screen Printing has a full lineup of ready-to-go items, and they also accept custom orders. As the temperature drops, check out 5D Screen Printing for long-sleeve sweatshirts, hats, and scarves to wear on those chilly nights while sitting in the stands. Visit 5D Screen Printing on South 63 in West Plains and watch their Facebook page for new items.
When pain slows you down, trust the experts at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our team, Dr. Jolly, Dr. Piet, Dr. Harbert, and Dr. Karen, specializes in getting you back to the life you love. From sports injuries to spine care, we're here with advanced treatment close to home. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com to learn more or schedule an appointment today.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine. Our community, our commitment, our care.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Back to the court and Zizzer basketball on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back to the Willard High School gym. And we are about to start the third quarter of this seventh place game here between the West Plains Zizzers and the Harrison Goblins. Harrison leads this one 46-29. Early on, the shots were falling. They hit 5 3-pointers there in the second quarter, they being Harrison, and 1 in the first quarter. So they've hit 7 from behind the arc already. 46-29, 17-point deficit that West Plains needs to cut into here as we move on. Appreciate y'all being with us here this morning for this early morning tip-off. Harrison's got the ball to start the third. Jackson Hill around to the top of the kill. Key thought about the three-pointer. Nice hands there by Caleb Cobb to tip it out of bounds. Harrison's going to retain. 11 seconds into the third quarter here. Hill gets it to Lorenz. Lorenz gets it picked off by Kraft. He goes all the way down, misses the lay-in. Rebound comes down to Magnus. Jackson Hill is the other end. Gets it to Graham. and he goes in and scores. 4 points now for Cooper Graham, and it's a 19-point lead. Miller gets it to Cobb. Cobb to Kraft. Kraft for three. No good. Rebound comes down to the Goblins. Magnus gets it. He hands it off to Jackson Hill. Over to Lorenz. Lorenz back to Hill. Hill with a baseline jumper. Misses everything. Moore's got it on the outlet. He drives down. He's going to pull out weight. Gets it to Miller. Kraft. Long three-pointer. It's good. Jared Kraft's got nine now. And it's 48-32. Zizzers trail by 16. And there's almost a steal into the backcourt. And, yeah, back and forth as the Rams got the ball but then took a step over the half-court line. So it's going to go back to the Zizzers trying to cut in to this 16-point lead. Kraft is going to trigger it in front of the Zizzers bench. 6:34 left here in the third quarter. Cobb got it. Gets it over to Josiah Long on the wing. Now Moore swings it around to Cobb for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Harrison. Lorenz has it across the timeline. Works it down to Magnus. Magnus, nice spin move. Up, under, in, and one. Magnus going to go to the line. That's 6 points for him. And looking to make it seven with the old-fashioned three-point play. That's Moore's third foul. Hudson Patillo checks in for him. Jax Magnus with the shot, and it's good. Magnus has now got seven, and it's back to a 19-point Harrison lead. Kraft gets it across the timeline. He's going to be fouled by Lorenz. Blocking foul. I believe that's his second. It is. First team foul. 6:03 left to go here in the third quarter. Long's got it. He gets it over. Shot from three. No good by Miller. And going to have a rebounding foul on Harrison as Kraft had position there. And it was over the back. And that was Lorenz once again. That's his third now. Lorenz out of 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Cobb gets it in too long. Here's a three-pointer put up. It's short. No good. By Kraft. Lorenz has it coming back the other way. Magnus to Lorenz. Three-pointer is up, and it's good. That is his third three-pointer. He has now got 15 to lead all scorers. Josiah Long's got it at the wing. Gets it into the corner to Miller. They work it back around to Kraft. It's top key. Behind the back dribble. Free throw line jumper will not fall. Rebound comes down to Harrison. Harrison now up 52-54-32. And here's a three-pointer put up. No good. They get their own rebound. Here's Graham for three. No good. Kraft's got it. He's on the run. One on three. All the way in. He scores it. And he's going to go to the line. Still flash a three-point play. He's in double figures now with 11, looking to make it 12 with the free throw. Good, strong move, Jared Kraft. He had the ball. Went all the way coast to coast. Harrison with the lead. The free throw is up, and it is good. Kraft's got six in the quarter, 12 on the game, and it is 54-35. Harrison lead. Graham's got it on the baseline. Nice dish off. Shot will not go for James. Rebound down to Kraft. Behind the back dribble into the lane. Puts it up. Running one-hander. It's good. He's got eight in the quarter now. 54-37. 17-point Harrison Goblin lead. Lorenz has it guarded by Cobb. We're going to have a blocking foul on Cobb. That's going to be the second team foul on the Zizzers. And the Zizzers are going to get the ball here, out of bounds. And Harrison players and coaches did not like the decision there. We've got attempted trap here in the backcourt. Cobb's got it. He runs one-hander. It's good. Caleb Cobb with nine now. And West Plains putting a little pressure. Here's a steal by Cobb. It's in. He's got 11 now. And it's down to a 13-point game. Almost a steal by Ethan Miller. Harrison's got it down in their own end. Shot is put up. No good. Rebound comes down to Magnus, and he's going to be fouled by Kraft. 54-41. West Plains down by 13. 3:53 now left here in the third quarter. Gavin Kinslow's going to check in. Ethan Miller checks out. Lorenz going to trigger it in for Harrison on their own baseline. He gets it in to Jackson Hill. They work it around back to Lorenz on the wing. He puts up the little jumper. No good. Ball volleys around. Kinslow comes down with it. He gets it across to Long. Long drives in, dishes it out to Cobb. Cobb into the lane, gets it to Patillo on the baseline. Shot will not bump. And ball down and taken in by Graham. Lorenz has got it. Over to Hill. And guarded by Kinslow. Gets it down, and then we got to travel. Yep, turnover on Harrison. He was kind of caught in between pass or shoot and ended up walking. Josiah's got it all the way down. He drives in, spin move, will not fall. Patillo with the follow-up. It won't fall, and we've got a foul on the floor. And I believe they're going to call that. Yes, it's on Kinslow. His first fourth team foul for the Zizzers. So getting close to the bonus here for Harrison. West Plains trails by 13. They have cut into the lead a little bit. It was 21 at one point. Lorenz has got it. Inside the free throw circle. No good. Offensive rebound. Back out to Lorenz now. Gets it into the corner to Hill. Back to Lorenz. Top the key. And he is fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot three. They call that one on Caleb Cobb. I believe that's going to be his third. That's the fifth team foul for West Plains. 2:45 left to go here in the third quarter. And, yeah, that's Caleb's third foul. First free throw is good. Lorenz now has 16 to lead all scores. Second one is also good. He's got a very, very smooth shot. Number 13, Gavin Green checks in. Brody James, number 2, checks out. Lorenz misses the free throw. And the ball is going to go off of Hudson Patillo out of bounds and back to Harrison. 56-41. The Goblins leading the Zizzers. Lorenz has it in the corner. It's stolen by Kraft. Here he goes down and misses the dunk. Rebound Kinslow. He misses the lay-in. And it's tied up. And should be West Plains ball. It will be. Kraft went for the two-handed dunk but missed. Kinslow followed up and couldn't get the layup to go. Then was tied up. Kraft for three. Off the front of the rim. Gets his own rebound, and he's going to be fouled going back in. So he'll go to the line for two. 56-41, 2:23 left here in the third quarter. Brody James getting sent to check back in for Harrison. Luke Skeeters to check in for the Zizzers. All right, we've got a timeout on the floor, so we're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be back with more Zizzer basketball on High Country. KDY in 1 minute.
Helping in your community is a great feeling. Howell County Habitat for Humanity is working on building their 31st home this year. If you would like to be a volunteer, it is easy and quite rewarding. Habitat for Humanity needs volunteers to work on Saturdays. To step up to be a volunteer, call or go by the Habitat Restore at 1109 Porter Wagoner Boulevard. Do it once, and if you have fun, do it again. Howell County Habitat for Humanity, helping families one home at a time.
This is Damon at TLG Peterbilt, Willow Springs. We supply parts for all makes of trucks and trailers to get you back on the road quickly as possible. If we don't have it, we'll get it. Find us on Highway 60 in Willow Springs or online at tlgtrucks.com for fast, friendly service to get you back on the road in no time. TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
And welcome back to the Willard High School gym. I'm James Hurt, Brian Jacobs, running the board back at the studio. West Plains trails this one 56-41 to Harrison 223. Left to go here in the third quarter. Jared Kraft at the line. The first one's up. It is good. He's got 9 in the quarter, 15 now for the game. His second free throw is up. It rims in. So he's got 16 now, and the lead's down to 13 for Harrison. West Plains chipping away here, trying to get it down into single digits. 2:10 left to go here in the third quarter. Here's a three-pointer put up off the back of the rim. No good by Jackson Hill. All the way down to the other side. Nice dish. From Skeeters to Kinslow, the layup will not fall, and Harrison has got the ball back into their home front court. Lorenz wanted to do a quick shot there, but the ball deflected off his hands. Magnus has got it down on the low block, and it is almost thrown away, chased down by Chase Lorenz. Jackson Hill back to Lorenz. Back to Hill. It's stolen by Long. He goes all the way down, and he's going to get fouled. The foul is going to be on Jackson Hill. So Josiah will go back to the line. Looking for his first points of the morning. 13-point Harrison lead, 1:31 left. First shot is short. No good. Got another chance here. Both teams are now in the bonus for the remainder of the quarter. That one's good. Josiah's on the board, and it's down to a 12-point deficit for the Zizzers. Need another big defensive stop here. The Rams has it on the wing, being guarded by Cobb. Trying to dribble, gets it over to Hill. Hill down in the corner to James. Back to the Rams at the top of the key. Magnus comes out top to set a screen. Switch, he dishes into the corner, three-pointer, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound volleys around, Kraft comes out with it, and he's all the way in, and it is good, and one. Jared Kraft with the bucket and the foul, so he'll go to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. He's had a really good quarter here. He's got 12 in the quarter. 18 for the game. And it's a 10-point lead. So what I was saying earlier, just chip away and get down to single digits and see what happens. See what happens. If he can make this free throw, that will be a 9-point game. And he does. Big quarter for Jared Kraft. 49.6 left here in the third quarter. Harrison gets it out on the baseline, cut off by Long, back out to Lorenz. Down to 37. Graham's got it in the corner. Baseline. Dish stolen by Cobb. Kraft's got it inside of 30 seconds. Goes up for the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Gavin Kinslow with the rebound. He goes back up. It's no good. Rebound Josiah Long. Back to Kinslow. And we're going to have a foul. And someone's going to be going to the line for the Zizzers. I believe it's going to be Long as West Plains has pulled within nine, pulled within seven with two free throws here with 18 seconds left to go in the third quarter. West Plains has played a really good quarter here. Josiah's first one is good. He's got 2 points now, both from the line, and it's an eight-point deficit now for the Zizzers. Second one is also good. So this is a new game. It's within seven as we approach 15 seconds. Harrison going to play for the last shot with 10. Lorenz, right-hand dribble. He gets it around to Jackson Hill. And he's going to have to get one off. Is that the buzzer? No good. Good quarter by those Zizzers as they pull within seven. See if they can make the comeback here in the final 8 minutes. We're back in 1 minute with Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country. KDY.
Looking for a place to have a private party, bar, four, and more. Restaurant and Family Fun Center, a country club for all, is your place. Reserve a private room with a private server. Get four pizzas and drinks for one low price. Play indoor golf. Get an armband for the arcade and whatever else you need. Students can bring their ID for 10% off any food. It's all at Par 4 and More. Restaurant and Family Fun Center, 2 miles past Walmart on the left in West Plains.
If you're a pro or even a do-it-yourselfer, Wind Supply of West Plains is your store. Wind Supply of West Plains is your supply store for A.O. Smith water heaters, Delta faucets, Milwaukee tools, Klein tools, and all the accessories you need to do your plumbing yourself. Find them in West Plains at 1015 Preacher Row Boulevard and online at windsupplyofwestplains.com. Wind Supply of West Plains is for pros like you.
The West Plains Zizzers play here on Hot Country KDY.
And welcome back. We are about to get the fourth quarter underway as West Plains really cut into that deficit on this quarter, and they trailed by seven. They outscored Harrison 20-10 in that third quarter. Harrison with the ball. Josiah falls down. They get it into Graham. He's going to be fouled going up for the shot, so he's going to go to the line for two. Cooper Graham, he's got 4 points on the morning. West Plains is led by Jared Kraft. He's got 19. Caleb Cobb has 11. That's the two Zizzers in double figures. First one is up and good for Graham. He's got 5 points now on the morning. 57-49, back to an eight-point Harrison Goblin lead. And the second one is also good. Harrison's only missed two free throws on the entire game. Here's a three-pointer by Skeeters. It's short, no good. We're going to have a rebounding foul on Gavin Kinslow as he went over the back of the Goblin trying to get that rebound. And I believe that's going to be his third miss. Kinslow and Skeeters checks out. We are back to the starting five for the Zizzers here. We've got 7:30 left in this game. Lorenz has got a free throw line jumper. It's no good. Rebound to Graham. He puts it back up and in. Cooper Graham's got eight now, and it's back to a nine-point lead. Cobb down the lane, dishes it off to Josiah. Long spin move. Puts it up. No good. Jacob Moore with the rebound. Gets it to Ethan Miller. Miller, we have somewhere to go to. He gets it to Josiah. Back down the baseline, pull-up jumper all the way in, and the rim's out. That was halfway down. 60-49. 7-point lead after that last two. Harrison, 4-0 here in this quarter. Lorenz dishes it off. Three-pointers up. It's no good. Long with the rebound. Gets it slapped away. And we've got it tied up on the floor. It's going to go West Plains' way in the alternating possession. 6:29 left. Harrison putting full court man-to-man on. Cobb dribbles and loses it. Loses control of the dribble. Out of bounds, back to Harrison. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it to Hill, throws it down to Graham. Graham throws a wild shot up. And they're going to call a foul on Josiah Long. Come back at the line for two more. That's the third on Josiah. 13 foul for the Zizzers here as they trail by 11. First one is up, and it's good. So Graham has got all five Harrison points here in the fourth quarter. And make that six, because he's perfect from the line. And he's got 10 now. He's into double figures. And it's a 6-0 run for the Goblins to start the quarter here. Three-pointer short by Long, and then we got a reach-in foul on Kraft. 62-49, 13-point Goblin lead. West Plains needs a couple defensive stops here and get a couple big baskets and get this whittled down. Brody James has it. He kicks it over to Lorenz. Lorenz down to Graham into the corner. He goes up with it. Strong move. No good. Rebound comes down to Jared Kraft, and here comes the Zizzers. Kraft behind the back dribble. Pull up three. Off the rim. No good. Out of bounds. Off of the Harrison Goblins, Jackson Hill, and the ball is going to stay with the Zizzers. 5:29 left to go in regulation in this seventh place game of the Willard High School Tournament. Needs to get it in. He does, only to Jacob Moore. Josiah's got it, and he's going to be fouled. 14 fouls, now it'll be one on Harrison. 14 fouls for West Plains, one for the Goblins. Here's 5:26 left. Cobb's going to trigger it in. Kraft move. All right, they get it all the way back to Ethan Miller. Kraft's got it. Thought about the three. Pulls it down. Jumper is up. He's going to be fouled and go back to the line. Who pumped on the three and then went inside just a little bit. The shot would not fall, but he got fouled, so he's going to go back to the line for two. He's got 19 here in this game. Looking for points 20 and 21. First one is good. So that's the first point for the Zizzers in this fourth quarter. 5:22 left in regulation. And the second one is also good. So Kraft's got 21 now on the morning. And it's back to an 11-point game. Need to just keep chipping away. Kraft guarding James out. He gets it to Graham, being guarded by Moore. Spin moves down, and they're going to call a block on Moore. So it'll be out of bounds to Harrison.
Okay, they're actually, yep, that's the fifth foul, so he'll be shooting. Cooper Graham with a big quarter so far, 6 points. Well, all six Harrison points. And looking to try to make it. Number 7 and 8. First one's up, and it's good. 5 for 5 from the line. Harrison has done a very nice job from the line today. Second one is also good. So Graham has all 8 of Harrison's points here in the fourth quarter. Kraft's got it on the wing. Pull up 3. It's short. No good. Rebound 5-4. Comes down to Harrison. Lorenz has got it. And we're going to have a blocking foul. I believe that's going to be on Long. It is. That's his fourth. And Lorenz is going to go to the line to shoot 2. He misses the first. He's 4 for 6 from the line today. And make that 5 for 7. And it's back to a 14-point Goblin lead. You're going to have a foul on number 3, Jackson Hill, with the block as Cobb was trying to bring it up the baseline. That's going to be his third personal. Third team foul for Harrison. They inbound it to Long, being guarded by Lorenz. He gets it into the front court. Gets it to Kraft. Kraft, right-handed dribble all the way down in. Gets fouled. Shot will not fall. But he's going to go to the line to shoot 2 more. 4:32 left to go in this one. That is the fourth foul on Cooper Graham. So Graham and Long both with 4 fouls. One person for each team there. And Kraft looking to cut into this 14-point Harrison lead. The first one is good. He's got 22 on the mark. And now 23. West Plains with full court pressure here. And Harrison having trouble getting it in. They finally do to Magnus. 4:25 left. West Plains trails by 12. Jackson Hill with the pass. It gets deflected out of bounds by Josiah Long. Harrison will keep the ball inbounding in front of their own bench. Lorenz has got it. Works it down to Graham. And he's up and in for Cooper Graham. He's had a huge fourth quarter. West Plains back into their side. Dish down low to Moore. He gets fouled. He's going to go to the line. There's a really nice pass there from Ethan Miller. Cooper Graham's got 10 in the quarter, 14 in the game. Jacob Moore's first free throw is good. He's got 6 points now. All from the foul line. Second one is up, and it is also good. He's 7 for 8 from the foul line today. Lorenz has it all the way down. Wrapped around, passes it in to Magnus. Ball is loose on the floor. Graham comes down with it. Here's a steal by Cobb. He gets it over. Couple passes there. The layup was no good by Long. Oh, West Plains got a break there. The ball went off of Jacob Moore, but they're going to say it was last touched by the Goblin. 12-point Harrison lead, 3:43 left to go. Here into Kraft on the baseline. He elevates. He puts it in. Jared Kraft with six here in the quarter, and it's back to a 10-point lead. Now they're going to say Tom with the hand check foul in the backcourt, and that's going to be his fourth. And that's going to put Lorenz back at the line. Lorenz has got 18 on the game. To lead Harrison. First one off the front of the rim, back of the rim, and down. So he's got 19 now. Second one is short. Rebound comes down to Kraft. And Cobb has to chase down the long pass, save it in, and Harrison's got it. 3:20 left. Magnus with the running one-hander, no good. Here's the outlet to Miller. Long with three, he gets it blocked. It's back to him on the floor. And we're going to have a foul on the, no, we'll get a timeout by West Plains as they got possession there. Coach Huddleston was able to get the timeout, but a lot of people not happy about that. The ball looked like it was loose. So, got a 1 minute timeout on the floor. Harrison leads this one 68-57 over the Scissors back in 1 minute on High Country. Baby Y.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
What's your next dream? Paying off your credit card? Remodeling your kitchen? Exploring the rainforest of Costa Rica? Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. I'm State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, and I'm right here to help lend a hand. As your local neighbor, I can help you look at things you want to save for, come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen, because your money should work just as hard as you do to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being debt-free or free to roam the world, call me, State Farm Agent Justin Shelby, today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Scissors basketball action continues now on KDY.
Welcome back to Willard High School. It's the seventh place game here of the Willard tournament. West Plains trails Harrison 68-57. Cobb for three from the corner. Off the rim, no good. Kraft with the rebound, puts it out, no good. And now it's off of West Plains, out of bounds, back to Harrison. West Plains was able to trim it down to seven, but then Harrison went on a 6-0 run to start this fourth quarter. And West Plains have not been able to get on a roll here in the fourth. They're putting pressure in the backcourt. Harrison breaks it. Lorenzo's got it. He gets it down into the corner to Green. Back out top to Hill. Hill loses it. It's stolen by Cobb. All the way down to the lane. It's good. Caleb Cobb. He's got 13 now. And it's a 9-point game. West Plains putting pressure on once again. There's Graham. Block shot by Cobb, but they're going to say they got him. Well, all right. That was as clean as you're going to see, but that's going to be Caleb's fifth. So he fouls out with 13. Good game for that young man. Gavin Kinslow checks in. Cooper Graham. Back to the line. He's 6-for-6 from the line today. And make that 7-for-7. He's got 15. Looking to make it 16. And he misses this one. That's his first miss from the foul line. I think I jinxed it. Should have started earlier. Long with the baseline jumper. Good shot, Josiah. He's got 5 now. And it's an 8-point. Harrison Gobb won the lead. West Plains running some pressure. Lorenzo's got it deflected out of bounds by Miller. Good hands, though, to get the passing lane and deflect that one out of bounds. 2:08. That's all we've got left in regulation.
Harrison looking to try to get it in. They do to Lorenz in the corner. Three-pointer is good. He's got 22 now. That's his fourth three-pointer. West Plains got it the other end. Kinswell goes in. And that may have been a makeup call because that was another block shot and he got called for the foul. So we'll take it. Kinswell going to go to the line for two. 11-point Harrison-Gomlin lead inside of 2 minutes. 157 to be exact. Both teams are in the bonus, so they'll both be shooting foul shots from here on out. Officials are wanting to discuss something again. I think they're discussing how many fouls that is on Gavin Green. They got four on the board. They may have determined it's five. I'm not sure. He's coming out of the game. Nonetheless, we have Chief James coming into the game now for Gavin Green. 72-61, 157 left to go. West Plains trails by 11. First free throw is up, and it's good. Kinsley's got four now. And it's a 10-point deficit. Second one is up, and it is also good. Gavin Kinsler with 5 points. Get pressure in the backcourt. They break pressure. Get it down to Graham in the corner. Graham kicks it out to Hill. Hill being guarded by Ethan Miller. Left defense. Josiah picks up. Now they're going to call. Okay, we've got a timeout on the floor by Harrison. He could not bust loose. We'll see if that's a 30 or a 60. It is a full timeout. 72-63. Harrison leads West Plains. We're back in 1 minute on High Country KDY.
Is a time to save on Kubota RTVs at Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment. Kubota RTVs come in diesel or gas and are loaded with features like a climate-controlled cab and four-wheel drive. Get the Kubota RTVs with zero down, 3.9 APR for 60 months, now through 12/31/25. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgeland Harbor Farm Equipment and Kubota.
This is Ginger with Miller Satellite and Home Store. If you're needing affordable and reliable internet, then we have a package for you. Give us a call today at 417-255-1972 and ask about our new HughesNet Lite plan for only $49.99 a month with a $10 savings a month for the first 12 months and only a one-year contract. Once again, that's Miller Satellite and Home Store, 417-255-1972, or check us out online at millersat.com.
Back to the court. Zizzer Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
Welcome back to the final 136. And we got another timeout because West Plains would not allow Harrison to get the ball inbounded. So good defense there. Another full timeout. So we'll be back in a minute once again on Hot Country KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Road Runner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy, meet my Rick's Custom Issues. What's there, 20? They're on Sale 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Road Runner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
The official home of the Zizzers is KDY.
Welcome back. They changed it to a 30-second.
Here, but no other scoring has happened. Here's Josiah Long. He took the shot up. No good. Follows his own rebound. Gets it back. Down the baseline. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Ball volleys around and comes down to the Goblins. Jay Ferenc got it. He's going to be fouled by Ethan Miller. As we're down to 105, West Plains trails this one by 9 here in the 7th place game of the Willard Tournament. We'll be back with Lady Zizzer Basketball on Monday. We'll have the coverage there, so tune in to Hot Country KDY for that game. Harlan will have that one for you. Lorenz with the free throw, it's good. Go back to double digit lead for the Harrison Goblins. Graham and Lorenz have scored all the points for Harrison here in this fourth quarter. All 17. And the second one is also good. So Lorenz, we got 24 now. Here's Kraft down to the other end. Gets it to Moore. Mom down into the lane. Left-handed shot is no good. Moore follows it. No good. Kinslow gets it back. Long puts it back up and misses. Kinslow gets fouled on his attempt to go back up. And so Kinslow will go to the line to shoot two. As Wayne kept getting the ball back, but was not able to get it to fall. Trailing 11 with 48.2 seconds left to go in this one. First shot is up, and it's good. Gavin's 4 for 5 from the line tonight. Well, this morning I knew I was going to do that at some point. And the next one is good as well. He's got 7. Full court pressure from the Zizzers. We got a foul on Kinslow. So that's going to put Lorenz back in the line once again. 45.2 seconds. Zizzers trail by 9. They trailed by 17 at halftime. And a good strong third quarter got it down to 7. But then Harrison was able to go on a 6-0 run to start the fourth quarter to pull back out the 13, and West Plains has not been able to make a run here, and they trailed by 10, 75-65. Make that 76-65, as the second one is good as well. Kraft comes down, pull-up three-pointer, off the rim, no good, rebound. Comes down to Harrison, we've got a foul. And Lorenz is going to go back to the line once again. .4 left in this one. It's a 7th place game on the boys' side of the Willard Tournament. They have a girls' tournament that goes on as well with it. It's round robin. There's 6 teams with that. Rockbridge will be playing the host Willard as soon as we're done here. So we'll wrap things up and get out of the way so Willard can set up here for their game. 78-65 is the total, or is the score right now. Here's a three-pointer by Miller. No good. Rebound, Josiah Long. He puts it back up and in. He's got a 7 now. West Plains calls a timeout. 78-67. And this is going to be a 1-minute timeout. So we're back in 1 minute with the final 27.5 of this game from Willard on Hot Country, KDY.
Some trucks carry lumber, some carry feed, and some carry Santa's surprise gifts. With a Chevrolet truck from Bailey, you've got room for the tree, the toys, and all the holiday cheer. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
I'm John Bailey. Come see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find a truck that's ready for your Christmas shopping.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Is it time to replace your heating and cooling system? The tax credit of up to 30% of the cost of a GeoComfort geothermal system ends December 31st. And as a member of Howell Oregon Electric Cooperative, you'll get a rebate of up to $350 per ton on your new system. Contact Butler Heating and Air today for a free estimate.
BHA Butler Heating and Air. Call 256-7984.
Building lasting relationships, one customer at a time. The West Plains Scissors play here on Hot Country TV.
Welcome back. Final 27.5 seconds of this one. West Plains trails by 11. They're going to put Lorenz back at the line once again. That foul is on Josiah Howe. Josiah Long is fouled out. I got my tongue tangled around my eye teeth and couldn't see what I was saying. That's his fifth. So he's going to finish the morning with 7 points. Played some really good, tough defense today. He did a lot of really good things. 24.7 left. Foul shot is up and good from Lorenz. He's got 9 points just from the foul line this fourth quarter. And makes that 10. He's 10 for 12 here in the fourth quarter, and it's a 13-point. Here's some Lee Kraft with a pull-up jumper. It's good. He's had another really good night. He's got 25 now. Harrison gets the ball back into their front court. And we're going to have a foul on Kraft. That's going to put Graham to the line. And still the only two Goblins to score this half, this fourth quarter, rather, is Graham and Lorenz. Graham's got 11 so far in the quarter, 15 in the game. And he makes the first one. left. 12-point Harrison lead. Make that 13. They've done a good job of hitting their free throws down the stretch. And this one is just about over, and it is. West Plains falls to Harrison, 82-69. Back in 30 seconds to wrap this one up.
It's rock chip season. Okay, let's be honest. With the roads around here, it's always rock chip season. When you get a rock chip, go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix your rock chip and keep it from spreading and making your windshield look more like a road map. If you need a whole new windshield put in because you waited too long, he does those too. SMP Quality Auto Glass, next to DQ in West Plains. Show us your crack.
Continues now on KDY.
And welcome back. West Plains drops this one to Harrison. They put up a good fight there in the second half, but come up short. Leading the Goblins and all scorers, Chance Lorenz with 30, Cooper Graham with 17. For West Plains, they were led by Jared Kraft. He had 27. Colin Caleb Tom had 13. 7 apiece for Josiah Long, Jacob Moore, and Gavin Kinslow. 3 each for Luke Skeeters and Rhett Edelston. For Brian Jacobs back at the studio, I'm James Kerr. Have a great weekend.